Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David, and I'm sorry. About 5 minutes ago, we had some technical difficulties. I think I've got it worked out. I don't know if you guys know, I've been using the new app to record, whether I'm recording live or recording offline. I'm using a new app, and I hit a wrong button. So, and I should have knew because the levels weren't showing, so that's totally my fault. But hey, I'm tired and I'm back and I'm here on a Sunday, so you guys should be happy, right? I'm tired, you know, this week. Sorry, and thing is, this microphone hears absolutely everything. When I say everything, is I might have to get some kind of noise counseling because it's picking up my heavy breathing. It sounds like y'all done called into a 1-800, one of them sex lines that they used to have back in the day when they're like doing all this stuff. But I'm breathing. That's just me breathing. I'm not having a heart attack. Knock on wood or something, because nobody got time for that. But anyhow, thank you guys for joining me whenever, wherever, however you're catching the podcast, whether you're catching it here live here on Spreaker.com or on iTunes, where I would be happy if you guys would go over there and subscribe and give me a rating or a review. But like I always say, don't get cute with it, because I know who you are. or you're catching it on facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out, or on Twitter, or on our blog, the5x5.blogspot.com, and the fives are American, just like in our Twitter address. So keep those things in mind when you're trying to see what we're doing and what we're doing. So if you haven't noticed, I've had a few days off, so I actually got to have a life this weekend. And like I said, that's why it's been such a long weekend for me. I actually took last Thursday off from work, and you know how busy my job can be from day to day. I really don't like doing as much as I do in the course of my job, but hey, I need a paycheck so I can go to these events that I've been going to all year long. But you know, I'm like, I need some time off. So that's why I took Thursday to Wednesday and not to return to next Thursday, because I wanted it to encapsulate the weekend, but so I can have, you know, the time to prepare and then the time to recover. But that didn't work out because Thursday and Friday I got calls all day. Although Friday morning, 7 a.m., I'm getting calls. I'm like, don't y'all know I'm on vacation? Why are y'all calling me? You know, and my boss was like, turn your phone off. I have your personal number. So I'm thinking, she's not going to call me. She's going to handle it. She got it. You know, it is what it is. You know, but I got calls. I probably got calls until 10 a.m. And then I had to do some work at 12. And then I had to do some more work at 8. So I'm like, I'm getting my freaking days back. Or I'm going to go in there and, you know. Yes, I'm going to do that. But it's just one of those things to where I don't like being that guy where, you know, I'm always working and I always talk about the whole balance life thing, and sometimes I don't succeed. I haven't succeeded at it yet. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting it, but then something happens and it's like, ugh, I'm not. But you know, hey, we're all a work in progress, and we're all trying to get to some simpler living situations in our lives. So whether it be work, whether it be family, whether it be a significant other, a partner, podcast. it's one of those things that we all struggle with, so I know I'm not the only one, so I can stop whining about it. But I hope you guys are doing well. Like I said, I'm very, 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 very tired. Regardless of me working, I did get the weekend off. A couple things came up, but nothing major. Hopefully, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday will be work-free, and I can just deal with family stuff and then recuperate, because I went to, you know, I wish I had a drum roll on here, but I don't. I went to Wizard World Comic-Con, better known as AeroCon. And this particular Wizard World was in Louisville, Kentucky. And it was a good con. It wasn't as big as the other ones. This was my fourth one for the year. Wizard World, you guys should be paying me. This is my fourth one of the year. And I think you learn how to navigate better and have an idea of what you want to do when you go to these events. If you've never gone to these events, a friend of mine actually, for the first time, met me at this Comic-Con in Louisville, and she had a blast. She had an absolute blast, and I couldn't be more happy that she was able to enjoy herself. She even dressed up, because she likes to dress up, and she doesn't have anywhere to go normally, so she's like, I'm going with you. So she showed up, and of course, Adam from local PopCon convention here in town, he was there. Get to hang out with him quite a bit, and also my good friends. And I think I'm part of the traveling nerd troupe now. the cast of the Thought Bubbles podcast, Christy and Lane, I rode up with them on Saturday. And I always have a good time with, I don't know if you can say it enough. They're just, you know, when you have people who come into your life for whatever reason, and you know, you kind of sum people up. These people are just good people. Just good people. And I can't say anything more, you know, about, well, I guess I could, or it'd be a little weird, but you know, if I'm like, oh, they're so great. No, they are really good people. And I couldn't have, I couldn't ask for better friends. Although, Chris, you forgot to get the Supernatural mini miniatures from me. Although I think when we rode up there, I know I slept on the way up there, and I was snoring, and I was like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. But I was knocked out in the back seat because I was tired going and coming. And I'm like, yeah, I know they got tired of hearing my heavy breathing in the back seat. And I want to hear about that on the podcast because I want to listen. I'm going to listen. but no, it was a good time, and I was happy to hang out with those guys, and then also Adam and my friend Jocelyn, who is able to go to her first con. So when we come back, we're going to talk about everything that I did at Wizard World Louisville Comic Con, and it's a doozy. And this is some things that I did in Louisville. Well, that wasn't major, but some things I've never done before. You know, I love first. So then give a couple shout outs to people I ran into, artists, and whatnot. I'm missing some stuff. I'm trying to find all the crap that I bought. So while we take a break, I'm gonna find my stuff, and I'm gonna get my life. It's the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
So what's life supposed to be about, baby? Girl, free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce on all the good times daily. Why you tryna pose like I be acting shady? What's life supposed to be about, baby? Girl, free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Shonda Paul, I give it a good loving daily. Now you tryna pose like I be acting shady.
You say you love me, say you love me, but you're never there for me.
Yeah.
crazy. Feminist for all the good times daily. Why you trying to pose like I be acting shady?
You're only lonely when your homie ain't got a ride or no loot. Yeah. Uh-huh. Then comes the drama. Some other girl is claiming she's going out with you. Mm-hmm. All we do is make up. Then break up. Why don't we wake up?
Supposed to be about baby. Can't free up your vibe and stop acting crazy.
Breathe.
My girl, come on, for the fourth time. I make it very clear to you, you're very dear to me. And all I have my share to you, me not unfair to you. Woman, I want to really make you know that I will always draw near to you. But me know me not no fear to you. Me stand up like a man and I'll be okay. There because I care for you. Long time you're telling me not a girl I compare to you. Woman, if you leave me now, I'm gonna shed a lot of tears for you. You want to breathe and still you're not exhaling. Say you want to leave cause this relationship failing. Ain't nobody said that it would be smooth sailing. Girl, I want to know why you're bailing ship yo. So what? What's life supposed to be about, baby? Get free up your vibe and stop acting crazy. Reminisce when all the good times daily. Why you tryna pose like I be acting shady?
Baby, we need some time alone,
baby.
So we can just breathe. Let it breathe.
Guys, I don't even know who that is. She's not doing anything anymore. She'll know who she is. But the reason I played that song is because I'm breathing so heavy in this damn microphone tonight. And I know y'all is clowning me. So, but give me some feedback on how I sound on the new stereo. I guess it's the dashboard. What is it? Studio app from Spreaker. And just let me know how I sound. I'm not sounding too airy. I know the breathing might get on you guys' nerves, but you're going to have to deal with that. But anyhow, and then you know what? Here's all these little fun little, what are they called? Little effects right at my fingertips. So I want to be able to do more of those in the future as well. But back to the issue ahead. Let me know if I'm sounding okay. Anyhow, and also, if you ever want to be on the 5x5 podcast, the new Spreaker app has given me the ability to Skype in calls. It's been a long time coming. Blog Talk Radio has done it forever, and I think Talk Show and all that has done it forever. Now, the premier live podcasting app. Can I get paid for that, for saying that? The Spreaker app has enabled us to take Skype calls. So if you want to call, you can call me at david30082@live.com from Skype, and then we'll have you on the air. So that was actually a hint for those who went to the con with me this weekend. So if you're listening now and you didn't call, you're in trouble. You know who you are. But no, it was such a great weekend. And I think partly for me, it was because I was off work. You know, we're not going to go back over that. But I think, you know, because I don't get oftentimes to just kind of break off. And or if I do, I've worked so much, you know, it's just hard to just to relax and to unwind. But hopefully, I'll get some additional rest in the next few coming days, and I'll be good. So we like I said, I went with Christine Lane on Saturday, and I planned to take my niece, my nephew, and her boyfriend today, which I did. And I didn't want to oversleep, so I was telling them, well, call me. And so I've been so worried about oversleeping. Have you ever feel like you're going to oversleep, and you're like, and so you worry about it so much, you can't go to sleep, because you think if you go to sleep, you'll oversleep. And I think I finally donned. We were leaving town at 6 o'clock, or we was meeting up at 6 o'clock, and I think I finally dozed off at like 5:30. And it was, I hadn't even gotten to my first dream real good. And then I'm getting up and I'm like, ugh, you know. But we got on the road. We got there. Have never been to a convention in Louisville. So this was my first time. I'd never been to the International Kentucky Convention Center or Kentucky International Convention Center or something like that. Right downtown. Where everything is, and never knew, you would have never, and I felt the same way about St. Louis. St. Louis Convention Center, or their arena, I can't remember, is right down the middle of everything. And you would, it's so unassuming, you wouldn't know it was there. This place was too. Very, very unassuming. Big inside, nice venue. Wasn't as big. This is probably the fourth Wizard World Con that I've attended this year. This is probably the smallest out of the four. And then I went to Nashville, so that out of the last five Wizard Worlds that I went to, this would be the smallest. Nashville would be the next, and then, let's see, St. Louis, and then Chicago would be the biggest one. But I went to four this year. Where's the other one at? Chicago, St. Louis, Louisville. I only go to three. I thought I went to four this year. Four Wizard World conventions. Maybe I went to Dragon Con or something. I went to Dragon Con. It doesn't matter. Somebody's in the chat room. What's up, Zach? How are you doing? I miss seeing you here with me. Hanging out with me where I talk some nonsense. We're going to talk. Like, when you are on the 5x5 podcast and I'm having a live podcast, you can always come in and chat with me in the chat room like I'm doing with Mr. Zach here. And saying, hey. And you should call in Skype. Because I know Zach just went to a Wizard World in Florida, I believe. I don't know what city it was, but Orlando, maybe? Orlando? Sounds kind of familiar. But like, no, the venue was great. Everything was, I didn't take that off there. it was very, very, it was a cool venue. I enjoyed it, being there. And thank you. So here's another thing. Before we went, Chris and Elaine, both of those guys, they gave me a Groupon. So we were figuring it was probably hard up for tickets. But they had a pretty good, decent guest list. You know, Shatner canceled. Ben McKenzie had canceled. Somebody else, I think Brett Dalton had canceled early on, and some other people had canceled. But it still left a pretty good and sizable guest list. Hey, Zach, how do I sound, by the way? Am I too loud? Does it sound bad? Is it too echoey? Let me know. So they still had a pretty solid guest list. That's why I call it an AeroCon, because the majority, except for two of the main characters, weren't there. You had Stephen Amell, Dave Ramsey. Was his name David Ramsey? Dave Ramsey. Willa Ford. Katie Cassidy, Paul Blackthorne, and the fabulous John Barrowman, and we'll get to him later. But they were all there, so it was like AeroCon. Then you had some other people. You know, Bruce Campbell was there. Tyler James Williams was there. J. August Richards was there, and some people I didn't know. And like some YouTube person, I think, or voice actor, I don't know who he was, and then some artists. But it was a decent con. So they had this Groupon that gave you this like this crazy deal, and I shared it with one of my other friends that so they could get a discount, and I shared it with my niece and nephew. Of course, you know, procrastination is my one and only friend, and she made me for made me forget to use the Groupon. So the night before, I'm like, well, I'm still going. It's only coming, getting buying a 3-day ticket, going 2 days, buying a 3-day ticket, and I'm like, I really hate to. So I got on the website to buy my ticket, and then Elaine from Thought Bubbles, she texted me. It was either we were texting back and forth about the Supernatural miniatures or something, and I said, by the way, I forgot to use my Groupon. I missed the sale. She's like, oh no, you didn't. There's a code. Chris is going to give you the code. So it was Louisville 2015. Very, very simple, that you use on the Ticket Leap website to finish purchasing your ticket. And so I got it really cheap. I got a 3-day ticket for like $38. It was $39.26, something like that. I'm like, score. So of course I call my niece, I'm like, hey, buy your tickets down, use this code. They get their tickets for like $21. So it was to go to a con with this many guests, and decent guests of stuff that we like, it was pretty, you know. That was kind of like sold it. It sold it and it sealed the deal. How about that? I almost had a Porky Pig moment. Don't say nothing. Because we will be fighting up in here. But yes, I did that. So we're off. That happened, and that sealed the deal. And we're going to Comic-Con once again for the third or fourth time this year. It has to be four. I can't think of the other one. St. Louis, Chicago, Louisville. Maybe it's only three. I thought it was four. Fourth would have been, this is my fourth Wizard World, so the fourth one would be Nashville. There you go. Almost a year, within a year. And so we get up there and get our stuff in on Saturday, get there before they open, actually, made really great time. And from here, Louisville's like an hour and 45, like on the way home, instead of an hour and 39 minutes to get home. You know, and something must have changed, because it used to be all of an hour. When I was going there a few years back with my mother, it was, you know, about 2 hours. But I guess when you stop and use the bathroom for two people, that can be a little long. But anyhow, it didn't matter. It's an easy trip, regardless. It's an easy trip. And so, first things first, we're going to go buy our tickets to get our pictures taken. Now, the only problem I have with a lot of these conventions that I attend is the inordinate price of photo ops. You know, people have already, and this, but you know, it's not going to change. Me saying anything here is not going to change anything, because people are still going to do what they do. The prices, and actually some of the prices for some of the photo ops, like Stephen Amell's photo op in Chicago was only $65, and Louisville was $75, which it kind of makes sense, because there were a shit ton more people in Chicago than they were in Louisville this weekend. But actually, I preferred the smaller venue, the smaller amount of meet people, because you could actually, lines weren't, like, I waited in a 2-hour line for Stephen Amell picture. I didn't do it. I didn't have to take a picture of the car. I already have one this time, but it could have been that long, but I didn't have to wait in it, but, because I wasn't doing it. We bought our photo ops, and the first picture I took was with David Ramsey, Diggle from Arrow. And I was thinking about it, like, I was going to get J. August Richards, but you're really not on the show that much anymore. Although I liked you on Angel, he's a really good Deathlock on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I do like that. Everybody seemed taller to me. Everybody was taller to me. And I think I'm a pretty tall guy. I'm right at 6 foot. And these people were towering over me. So when I got my picture with Diggle, he was okay. Kind of talkative, but also he seemed very detached from the whole situation. We got a really good picture. You'll see those. I think I've posted a lot of them on Facebook. facebook.com/the5x5, or our blog. They'll be up on the blog, hopefully, between tonight and tomorrow, the5x5.blogspot.com. You can check out the pictures there. So it was cool. Got his picture. Here's the thing. Here's what they're doing now. Because everybody has cell phones. Because, you know, they don't let you take pictures of them, you know, out in the area. They'll tell you, put your camera down. If you take no pictures of these people, stop, you know. But, you know, whatever. I'm used to it now. It used to kind of really annoy me. Because, like I said, these people have paid a lot of money, self-included, although I had that Groupon and stuff, to get to these events. And then you're charging these crazy prices for pictures and autographs. Now, I don't do autographs because I'm not going to sign... I'm not paying anyone $50, $60, or even $10 for their signature. Now, you need to be Beyonce or Janet Jackson before I would do that. That's not going to happen. It's not. If I'm lying, I'm dying. You know, because I'm just not doing that. Because it's just. It doesn't make sense, you know. Pictures are bad enough. I had that effect at the wrong place, but I'm gonna work that out. Pictures are bad enough, but at least you have something very, very concrete and something you can see. And they don't write signatures to me. Don't look like signatures. They just scribble because I guess they write so much. They've formulated a way to get a simple one that kind of uses the first initial and then some scribble lines behind it. He's not paying for that. No, I'm not. But anyhow, I get my picture with Diggle. He was cool. It was $30 for a selfie. $30 for a picture with my camera. $30. $30. That's what it was. Yes, he did. And I'm like, but, you know, hey. So as the weekend progressed, I was like, I think I'm going to try to meet all the Arrow people. You know, I had an opportunity to meet a lot of them this weekend. I seen all of them except Felicity and Sarah, which would Sarah be Katie Lutz. So I seen just about all of them this week. Well, all of them this weekend in Louisville. So I was just tooling around, just buying different stuff. And then I meet a family that I met in Chicago. Well, they remembered me. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I've seen you guys. You know, hey, how you doing? What's up? You know, how you having a good time? You know, that kind of small talk. Very nice people. So that was kind of cool. It gets bad when you start going to these cons and you, one, start recognizing a good percentage of the vendors. And also, you start seeing people that you see at other cons, and I'm like, and they remember you. I'm like, I may have went to one more than I needed to this year, but hey, it's fun, you know, I'm still going to go, to them. But, so we did that and we did, they had, and I don't know what it was called. I'm going to try to find. See, I told you I was getting my stuff together, and I lied because I wasn't. It doesn't have it. Oh, there it is. Wild Bill's Old Fashioned Soda Pop Company. So you can go to www.wildbillssoda.com. WildBillsSoda.com and check that out. So they gave you this. You had the choice to buy three mugs. There was a 17 one, there was a $22 one, 25 one. So I went in the middle and I got the $22 mug. It does have Wizard World etched onto it, so it is of some value. Nice thick bottom. Not that kind of bottom. Y'all are so nasty. A nice thick solid bot that just still doesn't come out right. It's a sturdy cap. And so they had root beer, all kinds of different kinds of root beer. So me, being the cautious shopper that I am, I asked the guy, I said, hey, give me the prices of all those, you know. He's like, oh, $17, $22, $25, but you can drink as much root beer as you want. Oh, that's real cute. Okay. And I said, but what if I don't like it? And can I have a sample? He's like, well, you can buy the cup and you can have a sample as much as you want. I'm like, did he try it? He tried it, you know, and that's a, you know, you guys have heard me say this 1,000 times. When I am patronizing you, you might want to lose the attitude. You know, it helped. Your attitude would go a long way. And he was a douche. You know, and I wasn't trying to get anything free. I was buying the damn cup. You know, I was buying the cup because I was, again, I like doing first. This is something I'd never done. This was kind of cool. Had a cup that was, you know, a memorabilia style cup with Wizard World on it. Here's the thing. And not that I was trying to, like, I was trying to swindle this dude. And that's how I guess it came off. And I guess you get a lot of that during these cons. People trying to talk you down. But I've stopped doing that because Diana Greenhalgh, you know, the inker for Marvel that was on the show. You can find her in the archives. The interview I did with her, you know, she's like, well, these artists, this is what we feel about our work. This is how we feel about our art. And to try to haggle me down is devaluing what I think about myself or what the product that I put out there. And that totally makes sense, you know, even if you don't sell one of them. Because this weekend I did see a lot of artists, you know, not that I couldn't afford it, I couldn't justify it. The guy who did the like Thundar the Barbarian and the Jetsons, he was there. And the one who did, I think it's Hanna-Barbera, whatever, you know how to say that. You know, and some of his friends and the guy who did the Homer Simpsons and all them, you know, they had like $100, $60 on one like 8x10 print. I can't justify that. You know, and my thing is, I'm sure there's a market for you or you wouldn't be consistently charging prices like this. But you just can't get that money from me. It's not going to happen. You know, I have pop figures to buy now. But so this is a vendor that's selling pop. You know, it's pop. You know, and like, again, I wasn't trying to swindle him. And I bought the damn cup. I bought the $22 one. And the shit was flat anyhow, and I didn't like it. So I should have threw it right back at him. You know, I think I had the vanilla, which was, it was okay. And then I think before we left Saturday, I had the black cherry, maybe? No, I didn't. I had the sarsaparilla, which that was really, really good. But, you know, again, you know, then you could drink all, but you could drink all day, but I only did it twice because I didn't want to carry, I didn't want to carry this open. They had kind of a lid on it and a straw. I would have liked it more, but it was just kind of open. I wasn't carrying that around to get knocked out of my hand and spill anywhere. Although I didn't send any spills anywhere. So kudos. So I did that again first. So you'll see a picture of that cute little mug that I got, y'all hear the mug fall? It tore up now, from Wild Bill's Soda Pop, whoever they are. So, and then it was time to go, to the big panel, the big draw for the weekend, which would have been the Arrow panel and the John Barrowman panel. And when I say, and I've been to panels before, I did the Star Trek panel when I was in Nashville. We did the Stephen Amell panel in Chicago. Didn't do any in St. Louis because we were Russian. And I also did the Charn panel in Nashville and the Manu Bennett. All very good panels. But when I say Arrow took the cake, namely because of John Barrowman, you know what? We're going to take a break. And we come back. We'll talk about the panels. We'll talk about day 2 at the con. I'll talk about bourbon. And we'll wrap up. We're not going to stay out too late. we're going to do that. And then when we come back, we will... finish up and talk about all that stuff that we about the con. Day 2 is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back. Care about him, looking at me like I'm hurt. I love me some Toni Braxton, baby. If you guys ever get the opportunity to to watch a YouTube parody video that somebody worked relatively hard on, it's relatively entertaining. I watch it every night, and I watch the episode that they're called episodes. It's called Got to Be Real, and it has like all the divas, like Patti LaBelle. I think I told you guys this about before. Toni Braxton, Janet Jackson, Aretha Franklin, which is hilarious, and Dionne Warwick, and some Mariah Carey, some other people. But they be calling Toni Braxton because she's on there too. Toni Brokden. That is so mean. They called her ass. They called her Toni Brokden. Where'd they do that at, right? Welcome back. It is the Fun by Fun Podcast. My name is David, and I'm so glad, you know, some of you guys have joined me tonight. Mr. Todd Morris, who I haven't seen in a while, and my friend Zach, who is a very, 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 very loyal listener to the show. I appreciate each and every one of you. Don't forget to go to iTunes and look for the 5x5 late night and subscribe and rate us if you don't mind. Or if you're listening on Stitcher, you can do that the same over there. Or any pod capturing device, whether that's iOS or Android, grab us, listen to us, tell us what you don't like, tell us what you like, leave a voicemail on the 5x5.blogspot.com page. We take all responses and we'll play the voicemails on the podcast. So if you want to hear yourself on the 5x5, which whether it matters or not, I don't know, I was glad to play you. Don't sing though. That's not the voice. So when we went to break, I guess I'm talking about Toni Brokden and them. The panel, the Arrow panel, the big draw for me for the weekend, the whole cast of Arrow. And the funny thing, how it started, you know, we got good seats. We were on the side, maybe six or seven from deep from the front. So we had really, really good, like our cameras were, like I had a regular digital camera and my phone actually took pretty decent pictures and video and stuff like that. So look for those. Although they said something weird during the recording. They're like, we'll take videos down and it's for your personal thing, blah, blah, blah. They were saying, well, it's for the, if you record the whole thing, if you have like little 1 minute clips, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. But it was like, don't be recording this. Y'all will be sued. We'll make y'all take your ish down. She wasn't playing. But it wasn't really, really packed. Now, the Stephen Amell, when we went back later, it was back always to the door. But I've already seen Stephen Amell's, and I had really good seats so I didn't need to see him again. But the whole entire panel with John Barrowman, it was worth seeing. And Barrowman, I think he carried Katie Cassidy out and Paul Blackthorne out, carried them and kind of did some hunching stuff. He's really, really spicy and saucy and excuse me, and he can get it, that's all I'm going to say. And the thing is about these people, like Diggle, he looked a lot older. He looks a lot older on television. If you guys don't watch Arrow, he's the only black guy, other than Mr. Terrific, which just started this year. He looks older on television, and he's a little bit thicker. So I guess that whole the camera adds 20 pounds, 10 pounds. Elijah Dushku, she looks a lot thicker on Buffy the Vampire Slayer than she does. She looks emaciated in person. I still love her. She's like very thin, very, 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 very thin. But I felt the same way. And Paul Blackthorne, he's really tall. So is Diggle. You'll see the picture. He's tall too. So, and Steve DeMille, they all look littler. Katie Cassidy, she needs a burger. I mean, I love you. You know, come to my house, I'll make some spaghetti, get some catfish. You know, we'll do the damn thing. But y'all need to eat. but no. And no, so the panel was getting, and John Barrowman, he pretty much kind of took over, and he was just doing his stuff, and it was a lot of fun, and you could tell they really care about one another. But the whole time, here's the scandal: Katie Cassidy's getting phone calls. What's that one boy's name? See, you know what? I should have spent the night, because I know John Barrowman and them. They went to Connections last night. I bet they went to Connections because it's right down the street. It's right down the street. You know, that's what the gay bars are in Louisville. They're right down the street. You know, it's Connections. It used to be a bar called Scores. There's Triangles down the street where the strippers are and all that stuff. There, and I'm sure there's some new ones. I haven't partied in Louisville for a long time. But they're still in the general facility. I bet that's where they went. Anyhow, he took over, and then once he got to his back to Dave Ramsey. I think I'm messing his name out, Diggle. He seemed very detached. He was Skyping with his son the whole entire time of the panel and didn't really add much. And it just kind of made me feel that he didn't want to put any effort to being there. You know, I know you get paid. You know, you're the only black person on the show, pretty much from the beginning. Represent. You know, you're Skyping and acting up. Not that he was acting a fool, but that he has the actor in a particular way. Be present, you know. And thing is, when his name was called, I think he probably got the loudest. And he's had a pretty good. He's been there since day one or day two, episode wise, you know, and he obviously has a following because fans have asked for him to get a costume, and they've done it, and they're listening to the fans, and I think he got the loudest applause. You know, everybody sees Stephen Amell and John Barrowman and all these things. You don't see the other ones. And Katie Cassidy, because she goes to all of them as well. So when Willa Ford was there, and of course Dave Ramsey, he gets a huge, you know, reception, and you spaced out. I don't know what that was all about, but hey, you were there. I guess that's enough. I want my $30 back. But anyhow, that was good. And then Barrowman had his own panel, and I wish I had it queued up for you to maybe on another podcast. I will play him singing. The man has a really, really nice voice. It's not going to be a runaway pop hit or anything, but he has a really, really nice voice. He's just so saucy and kind of vulgar, but you know what? He lives within him. How to put that? He is who he is, and he makes no apologies for it. Just the way it is, and I like that. I like people who live in their truth, and they can live pretty genuinely in their truth, you know. And he did make some comments about Kim Davis and about the right to love who you love. And I think that was really, really powerful and very, very introspective for him to even go there to address the situation in with Kim Davis and in Kentucky, and then the idiot that you guys, Kentuckians, just voted into office as a governor. But yeah, so that was a great panel. It's probably the most fun I've had at any panels at any of these conventions because it was just so, I won't say raw. It was just very entertaining. Very, 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 I laughed through his whole thing. It was great. And he said some things that were like, whoa, that's really, really racy. But he was like, I'm grown, right? Doing my thing, and he did it, and I've heard that because Kristen Lane has seen him before somewhere, and so he does this, and this, again, this is who he is, and this is what he does, and this is what he loves to do. And he looked a lot younger. That's another thing we were all talking about. They all looked younger in person. John Barrowman looked younger. We were trying to figure out how old everybody was. Paul Blackthorne, I think I messed his name up too. Detective Lance, you know, he looked much younger. They all looked younger. You know, Stephen Amell, he pretty much looked the same. Diggle, he was lighter, more fair complected, and he was much younger in person. Willa Ford, she looked pretty much the same. She might have looked older, but I think they want her to look younger on the show. There's a big things coming for Arrow this season, and soon, from where they think episode 7, they said it's going to be one of the big ones for this year, and then there's a crossover with Flash again this year. Looking forward to that. And so we do the con, and we wrap it up, we buy our things, I get a comic book cover done by a young man, which I didn't know him before. I hadn't seen him at any of the other cons, and he was there, and I'm just dropping everything, and I just happened to run into him at this particular con, and had him do a sketch cover. You know, I like my sketch covers, and you know, you guys can probably guess one of the two people that I had it done of: Wonder Woman or Dark Phoenix. Those are my go-tos. Storm will be the third. I'm gonna start doing Rogue. I like Rogue, and I like Psylocke, and then Midnighter. I like that too. Ooh, that's what I should have done. Didn't think about that. Anyhow, and the artist's name is Eddie Decker. If you go to Twitter and search for @TheEddieDecker, you can follow him on Twitter, and then he also has an accompanying website. Great guy, really nice. He was one of the ones that wasn't trying to make you take out a loan to buy anything. That was his price. That's what he did, and I thought that was pretty cool of him. And he did follow me back on Twitter. So what's up, Eddie? I told you I was going to do you a shout out tonight. So that all happened on day one, and my Phoenix turned out phenomenal. Looks really good, and I had that done on the new Extraordinary X-Men number one blank variant. So that's another one that I'll cherish as long as I'll have it, because I love my, you know, I love my variant blank covers. So I haven't had one done in a while, because Tricon, I said I'm not going to mention it again, they weren't really good. So that all happened at the con on day one. So we're leaving. We've done all we could do. Our feet are hurting. Our bodies are tired. There is a place in Louisville, right down the street. It's right down there by 4th Street Live, up called the Urban Stillhouse, right next to the Jim Beam restaurant. And they've only been in, been open for, I think she told me, either 1 month or 3 months, but I want to say it was 1 month. And they do bourbon tastings. So Elaine and I did a bourbon tasting. So, you know, when I go to drink, and if I'm going out and I want to, not that I want to get buzzed but not drunk, I will have a bourbon and Coke. That's my go-to drink. It's been my go-to drink for years. Although now, if I really don't want to get a buzz, and I just want to just get a burn out of buzz, I drink that Not Your Father's Root Beer, which I think is really good. That's what I thought that Wild Bill Saloon mug stuff was going to be, like alcoholic root beer, but they fooled my black ass that they had sarsaparilla and shit. But they taught you how to taste bourbon, and I forget which ones we had. I think one was the Urban Stillhouse. There was the Devil's Cut. There was a 90 proof. There was a 100 proof, then like a 100 and 125 proof. Booker's. I think it was Booker's. Elaine would probably know which ones we had, but we started with the one with the least proof in it, and it was still strong. So this is how you are supposed to taste bourbon. You study the color, you hold it up. They said it has various shades of amber. Light amber has a lighter flavor, and darker amber is more complex and more aged. And then you nose the bourbon. And I'm like, what? What'd she just say? You know, so you nose the bourbon. So that requires you to place the bourbon up to your nose. But it's important to part your lips instead of just start going and sniffing like you're sniffing up some Coke. Yeah, I know some of y'all still do that, so it's not the same thing, not the same thing. you have to part your lips so you can, so the fumes can go out of your mouth, because if not, you can pass the fuck out. That's what she told us. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but you, I smelled my bourbon, I sniffed it up, you know, and then you taste it. So tasting, this is the third step, involves a technique they call the Kentucky Chew. Now, when this chick said chew, I thought she was talking about chewing tobacco. And I'm like, he does not chew in tobacco. That's nasty. You be spitting and stuff, and there's no way to spit it at. And I'm not better to do that. Well, that's not what it is. To chew, the Kentucky Chew, you take a sip, and you swish the bourbon around your mouth like it's Listerine. And the mouth the size of the tongue, sucking in a little air to gargle it. I didn't gargle. She didn't say gargle. The pamphlet says gargle, but I still wouldn't. I wasn't doing that because this shit was strong. And not only could this stuff was strong, it wasn't shit. I'm sure somebody loved it. So when you gargle it, that's the chewing part. You know, so you ain't like chomping, trying to chomp liquid because, you know, it didn't work. And they said the sweet tones will be picked up on top of your tongue and the sour tones on the side. And then you smack your lips. So that's called enjoying the finish. The flavor the bourbon leaves behind after you swallow is called the finish. Pay attention to the flavors as the bourbon slides down your throat. Now, see, I know y'all got gutter minds, and we ain't talking about that. They want you to savor the flavor, and so you do this, and you get a fourth. So if you're ever in Louisville, do this, because it's kind of interesting. But you get a fourth one of your choice to taste. So we did all three. To me, they were all very way too strong. Maybe because I never had bourbon straight. And I needed a little Coke, but they were just really strong, and I'm just used to regular Jim Beam, because it's kind of smooth. And then there's only one you can get at that Urban Stillhouse; you can't get it anywhere else. And then we also, my fourth pour was the maple. Not a fan because it tastes like you're drinking some pancakes with alcohol in it. That's not hot. Didn't want that. And I think Elaine had, she had the apple. And it smelled really good because she said it tastes like an apple Jolly Rancher. I could smell it. It was very, very strong. So that would probably be my next try if I wanted to. But what do you mix an apple bourbon with? You know, you put it in, I mean, what do you, Sprite? You don't do that, do you? I don't know. I should have asked more questions. But it was cool. It was cool. So there's a pamphlet that they do give you talking about all the classic taste, the innovative taste, and the small batch taste, you know, for the different levels of your experience, or if you're a connoisseur, a aged connoisseur, or you're newly into the bourbon game, I guess, this pamphlet would help you out because it shows you everything that they bottle. So that was pretty cool. Something I'd never done before, so it was a first. So you know me, I'm a fan of first, so we was able to enjoy that. But that was day one. Made it home. And I was exhausted. It was late. And I made it home, and then a friend had texted me. He's like, you know, I want you to come meet my husband. Hadn't seen this guy in a long time. And being the good friend that I am, I went out after I came home, like at 10:30. I went out. I stayed out till like 12:30. They tried to get me drunk on more bourbon and wine. And I had a hangover this morning, which wasn't fun. But, you know, those Excedrin migraines are something else. Because they kicked that up. It's bad. But anyhow, it was fun seeing him and hanging out and meeting his husband. So congratulations to you guys. And one last break. When we come back, we are going to wrap up with day two at the con. And it was even better than day one. It is the 5x5 podcast. My name is David. We'll be right back.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out, losing grass. Although I am black and brown, problems got me pessimistic. Brothers and sisters keep messing up. Why does it have to be so damn tough? I don't know where I can go to let these ghosts out of my skull. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. I never at once felt so alone. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel, not just my spare tire. But Lord, I ask you to be my guiding force and truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans.
Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Fast eyes burn into rhythms, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plans.
She went down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. While my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me? Without the enlightenment of all my folks. Instead, cause I set myself on a quest for truth. You was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said what I am searching for are the answers to all which are in front of me. The ultimate truth started to get blurry. For some strange reason it had to be. It was all a dream about Tennessee.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plan. Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all the hurts. Let me understand your plan.
Oh, won't you love
Tennessee, and I was in Kentucky. I can't tell you why I did that. Sorry. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 podcast, and we are wrapping up tonight just talking about the Louisville Comic Con by Wizard World, the bourbon, which we just got done talking about, and the Barrelman, which we talked about as well. Day two was fun, but did you guys watch The Real Housewives of Atlanta tonight? I'm going to talk about this more on Tuesday. on Tuesday, we're going to talk about this. But Vivica A. Fox, with her Botox and lip messed up, her plastic, they fixed some things with plastic surgery, they was on Andy Cohen, you know, Watch What Happens Live, and she called out 50 Cent. You know, they went together, and she called him out. She called that boy gay. She didn't say gay. She said everything she could to allude to the fact that he may be gay. I didn't say it. She said that. I mean, she said, she mentioned a XXL, she said Vibe was XXL magazine with the cover, when the cover had Soulja Boy and 50 Cent posted up around him, like that was a nigga. Don't get, yeah, I said it. see, y'all done got me in trouble with the Lord. no, she alluded to the, although the picture, I had to look it up. The picture was awfully suspect. You know, and Andy, he get the fan of himself. He's like, girl, what you trying to say? I'm like, what is she trying to say? I'm yelling. I said, no, I said, girl, don't do that. And she was like, well, he has some things that not worked out, and I didn't like. And so she pretty much called him out. So maybe she knows something. They said there's some of them that there's on the DL. And, he got the magic stick, so you never know. But somebody, yes, child. No, we wrapping it up. Somebody's going to get sued over that nonsense. Don't sue me. I just reported. I didn't say it. But anyhow, day two. We'll talk about this on Tuesday. Day two at the con. Like I said, I went back with my niece and my nephew, my niece's boyfriend. So this is going to be the day for them. I'd already been. Things I wanted to do. You know, they grown. Y'all can do what you want to do. And this is the most pictures that I've taken with celebrities at any con, you know, because I look for Barrelman and Mel and all those like Dragon Con, but nobody knew where they were and you couldn't see any of them and it was just a mess. Never going back to that one again, ever, believe me. And I never seen the girl from Sasha, even though The Walking Dead came on tonight. I missed it. I'll watch it here a little bit later. Missed her and somebody else that was a Jason David Frank. Not that I'm a Power Rangers person, I'm not. Didn't see him either. But anyhow, we get there. We first, because we made it there enough time, because John Barrowman was the second photo op of the day. So we got our John Barrowman photo op. I didn't like how I looked. So I was like, but you know, here, real talk, I'm like, damn, I look fat. Not that I look fat. How do you put it? I look fatter than I am. Or I'm fatter than I think I am, right? So not that I was wearing any bicycle pants or anything. I just, it was a very flattering, I didn't think. But, you know, I had some pretty good Photoshop and cropping skills, and it'll be right when I get done with it, believe it. So we got a picture with Barrowman, and I said, I told him when I walked in there, because he was like hugging on people and grabbing. I mean, he was doing a lot, you know. And I'm like, I'm not gonna be hugging up on you when I come over here. He's like, ooh, I want you to. I'm like, I said, oh, really? You know, he can get it. But, you know, yeah, am I doing too much? Am I saying too much? that was weak, but. But yeah, so he was doing a lot, but it was fun. And my niece was really, really nervous. So when my niece gets nervous, she smiles really hard. And I'm like, girl, relax your chin, because you are going to snap something in your face. Relax your chin. So it was fun getting his picture. And then my nephew and I got a picture with Paul Blackthorne. He's really, really tall. He's really, really nice. He's kind of cute. I'm like, oh, you can get it too. Cute. And then everybody hates Chris, Tyler James Williams, who's Noah on The Walking Dead, which is Walking Dead night. Get a picture with him. He looks exactly the same. He could go back. They could have Everybody Hates Chris to the high school years, and he would fit right in because he looked that young. He seemed a little tired and a little detached from the whole thing. But he goes to a lot of these, too. But he was cool. He took a picture of all of us together with him. So that was fun. So we got all those pictures. And the only thing that I disliked, and I don't even know where it is at this point. Might be here in this bag. You know, my blank comic book variants. And a lot of times I'll get, which it doesn't look horrible. A lot of times I'll get... a caricature done on myself, of myself, on a blank cover. Now, caricatures are like big exaggerated features, big head, little body, you know, that looks like you, that you can tell. Looking at this one, because I don't think I look like this, I look like Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. I'm that serious. And I did it on the cover of Batman Eternal, number one. Although it's fallen off in subsequent weeks. The very first issue was good, but I bought it, you know, early on. So I'm like, okay, just do me as Robin. And he did like an old school Robin with me on it. I'll put it on. I wasn't going to put it on the Facebook page, but it doesn't look that bad. He made my neck wrong. I've had better of these done. So I wouldn't absolutely thrilled with it, but you know, my eyebrows look like, I have really nice eyebrows. My eyebrows look like that. so I look like Dr. Phil, and then you made me have a really, 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 really long neck. I'm like, my beard is tight. You don't like that. So he should do like a side view, like me flying or something, because they said I look like a peanut, but my niece's boyfriend, his was excellent. And I wish I got that artist, because they have four, and they do four at a time. And that guy was, his stuff was good. It was really, 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 really good. And he made this good. My niece had a really good one, too, with her Titan AE cosplay. She did that. And yeah, so it was like, meh, whatever, you know. So I wasn't happy with mine, but, you know. That don't even look like... It looks like Dr. Phil. He got a picture of Dr. Phil, and he drew Dr. Phil. And nobody would tell me it looked that bad. And I'm not going to say bad. It's supposed to be a full theme, and it really wasn't. It might as well just have been a head, and I paid too much, and I'm still a little bit upset about that. But yeah, I let that go. But I've never... There's only been one other cover that I've disliked. This will be my second one. And it's not that I dislike it. I just think I got shafted on the deal. But my Phoenix is phenomenal. So I said that. Let's see. What else? So it was a shorter day, but it seemed like we was there forever. We had a lot of stuff to do, a lot of interactions with artists, vendors. Went to buy my first encapsulated, like CGC encapsulated book. It was good price. It was an X-Men. And then I didn't get it. And when I went back to get it, it was gone. So I'm like, well, the time will present itself again. I didn't need it. What else? And as a thank you for taking my niece and my nephew. They brought me this really cool metal Wonder Woman mug. I got a lot of pins. I knew I had a Wizard World pin, but I obviously lost it. But I got a Louisville pin. I collect pins now. A Louisville pin and a Bourbon Country pin from Louisville. I got a Wonder Woman pin. Who else did I get? I got some more. Y'all hear me opening stuff. I'm not going to dig down here. They're in here somewhere. I got another one. And I got a Wizard World pin. But I had one before, so I obviously lost it. And then I picked up a print, a really cool print from, I can't think of his last name. His name is Jamie Rodriguez, and it's kind of in the style of Disney princes. He used to be a colorist or artist for Disney, so I picked that print up because I told him I would come back today, and I did. And then also a young man who has an independent comic. His name is Victor Dandridge. The art was done by Rem McKenzie. And it's called The Samaritan. So I picked up the whole series, and I told him I was going to review it on my podcast. So hopefully we'll get to get this all read and get it reviewed on the podcast, and we'll have him on maybe. So I had to send that tweet or text out. If you want to go to his website, you can. It is www.vantageinhouse.blogspot.com. So you really don't need the www. Just type in vantageinhouse.com. www.blogspot.com, and you can check out the things that he has. And I did get the Samaritan that he all saved. So I have one to seven. So I'm going to read those, and we're going to have hopefully maybe get him on the podcast. So what else? Hope you guys didn't hear that sneeze. I thought I got enough time. What else did we do today with the visitor center afterwards, after the con? It was a fun day. My biggest thing is to see the kids, my kids, my niece and my nephew, for those guys to have fun. I would share a little thing that happened when we was closer to home, but all I have to say is boom, 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 boom. And I can't share that joke with you because it's a family joke that I'm not going to share. But all in all, if I'm rating this con, I would give it, out of the Wizard World cons, I'm going to put it up there because I did more stuff at this con. And I got to see John Barrowman. That was a plus. I'm going to say it as in things to do, what I got to do, the people I got to meet, the things I got to purchase, versus all the other three Wizard World cons. This is going to sit squarely in the number one position for Wizard World cons. Although I think my favorite cons have been Indie PopCon. They've been really, really good. And they're relatively local, Indianapolis. And then the local con here is pretty good. For a small area that doesn't see that sort of thing often, it's good. But I think Wizard World Louisville gets my number one vote. I'm going to say it. Wizard World Louisville gets my number one vote. I liked it more than Chicago because Chicago, I think it was so overwhelming. And we did, we stayed overnight in Chicago to attend this con. Two nights, actually. Just the immensity and the sheer craziness that we experienced in Chicago kind of left us like, ugh, we're done with this, right? So Louisville is going to set up number one. I will, if the guests continue to come, and be as great, good as these guests, I know a lot of stuff is coming out next year. So more of these, stars that are in these, superhero movies, maybe they'll start making the rounds. Louisville, you know, they have a Derby in Louisville. So it's not like it's West Kentucky city, you know, it's the real deal. So, maybe, you know, I'll go again. This is the con. I said I would never go to Nashville again. Nashville con. It has to be a big draw for me to go to Nashville again. Chicago, will I go that far for that much craziness? Possibly C2E2. And then St. Louis. I would want to stay overnight in St. Louis. It's a little further than Louisville, like 2.5 hours. So it's a little further. Doable, but just a little bit further. I don't know. Maybe. But Louisville, number one's position. As for cons for the year, I think Indie PopCon this year, I don't know. I want to take it back. Louisville Comic Con, best of the year. This is my 10th con, 10th or 11th con for this year. So, Louisville, you won. And that's going to be about all I have tonight on this special edition, special Sunday edition, wrapping up cons, the con, the bourbon, and the barrelman tonight on the 5x5 podcast. Thank you guys for listening. I know you always don't know when I'm going to be here, but we'll be back Thursday. We're going to talk about outing people because I think that's important since what Vivica kind of did, whether she outed him or not, because she said he's not gay. She did say that he's not gay, but she alluded to the fact there's things that obviously that she doesn't like that she thinks he's working on in that area. But anyhow, enough of that. You guys get some sleep. do that. And I'm going to get some sleep. And I'm going to work on the website tonight. Get some pictures up. So check it out. Have a great week. And I'll talk to you next time. Good night.